Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
I'm Randy Groner, a doctor by day and a farmer by trade. Career politicians in Congress are putting us all in danger in exchange for money from special interest groups. I oppose the $40 billion government waste sent to the Ukraine. This will tax every Oklahoma family about $500. Congressman Mullen directly supported this with his special interest friends. I'm endorsed by General Mike Flynn, Trump's national security advisor, and former Senator Dr. Tom Coburn's legacy organization. I'm Dr. Randy Groner, running for U.S. Senate. I will fight the career politicians and their special interest supporters, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dr. Groner for U.S. Senate.
First tattoo, huh?
Yep. I wanted to read Tough on Aphids, Easy on Ladybugs.
What's the story behind that?
Well, on my farm, I use this powerful stuff from BASF called Safina Inscalis Insecticide.
Sorry, it's gonna sting. So, Safina Insecticide?
It's strong on aphids and quickly limits plant damage, but gentle on ladybugs.
Gentle on ladybugs?
What can I say? I'm a ladybugs man. Be strong and gentle with Safina Insecticide.
Ooh,
always read and follow label directions.
Well, with wheat prices taking a dramatic turn over the past few days, we look to OSU crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson to give us some answers and an update.
Somebody would say they fell out of bed. In four marketing days, we probably knocked about $1.25 off of wheat prices, going from $11 up in the Medford Pond Creek area down to $9.75. Now, that sounds like a lot, and it is. $1.25 is a lot of money for wheat prices to go down. But if you go back to when we had $4 wheat, that's really equivalent to going down about 60 cents. So, yes. It's about 12, 15 cents. It's important, but we still got $9.75 or so price for wheat.
What causes that kind of decline in just a short amount of days?
Well, I think the biggest reason, we talked in earlier programs, we talked about the Russian-Ukraine export of wheat. Now, Russia announced this week that they're looking at a record 31 billion plus harvest coming on. Ukraine's reported that they'll harvest about 80% of a crop. Ukraine's getting storage facilities in their storage bags, ways to store that wheat. There's rumors that Russia is moving wheat. Now they've got wheat. They say they're going to export it. They're trying to put it on the world market. They're having trouble getting vessels. Ukraine, Turkey said they will help them export. Other countries are going to help Ukraine get that wheat out. And so that wheat's starting to move on the market, and that makes the market nervous. You've also got our crop. We're halfway up into Kansas. It is short crop, but it's a good crop. And I think that's having an impact on our prices too.
With harvest nearing completion, what do you think prices will do?
Who knows what prices are going to do? I had a producer ask me when prices were $10.67, are prices going up or down? I said, I don't have a clue. I do know that $10.67 and 51 bushels is what he harvested is a doggone good price and a good amount of wheat. I'd take advantage of it. And so we're down to $9.75. That's still a good price for wheat. I would be staggering that wheat in the market. I'd take some of it. You don't know if it's going to go to $12 or if it's going to go to $8. It will move, as we've seen in the last week.
What's going on with corn and soybeans?
Well, we really saw all commodity prices going down. Corn prices went down 60 cents this last week and up in the Medford. This is forward contract for 2022 harvest from around 0706 at Medford down to 650, around 60 cents. You look at soybeans, 463 down to 1365, took off about a dollar off those prices. Prices are going lower right now, and the market is just nervous about these high prices.
To hear more from OSU crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson on his weekly show, Sun Up, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
Mark Wayne Mullen, the most pro-Trump America First candidate for United States Senate, a Christian conservative. Mark Wayne Mullen shares and fights for our conservative values. 100% pro-life, ready to end abortion in America. Conservative, Republican, pro-Trump.
Mark Wayne Mullen, you don't want to fight with him.
Mark Wayne Mullen for United States Senate. Defenders PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. DefendersPAC.com.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.